Good morning. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Thursday, October 10th, 2024. And Milton just left Florida devastated. The topic, the news is not just the hurricane, not just Helene, but the news now is, were these weather warfare weapons used against North Carolina, that whole area, and Florida? That is the news. The question now being asked by more and more people in this country is was this a geostorm, man-made? So it was a Category 3. It was at one point a 5. I wonder if many, many prayers, millions of prayers of American people brought it down to a 3. You have to consider that. Then here are, I don't know if it's the real Joe Biden, if it is, I don't know who this individual is. I'm not sure it's real Joe. Whoever it is seems to be a little more, speaking a little more clearly. Quote, over the last few weeks, there's been a reckless, irresponsible, and relentless promotion of disinformation. This doesn't sound like Joe. He doesn't use words like over, or the, or a. Over the last few weeks, there's been a reckless, irresponsible, and relentless promotion of disinformation and outright lies that are disturbing people. It's undermining confidence in the incredible rescue and recovery work that has already been taken and will continue to be taken. It's harmful to those who need help the most, as if the guy has any compassion on anybody. Continuing the quote, there is simply no place for this to happen. Now the claims are getting even more bizarre. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, a congresswoman from Georgia, is now saying the federal government is literally controlling the weather. It's beyond ridiculous. It's got to stop. I don't remember Joe that clear in even a sentence, let alone a whole thought. This is beyond ridiculous. It's got to stop. So, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene in a post on X, quote, yes, they can control the weather. It's ridiculous for anyone to lie and say that it can't be done. This message was supported by the cloud seeding and weather manipulation technology that has existed since the 1940s. This is out of norcast.tv/cloud seeding and weather manipulation, the science and the skepticism. What is cloud seeding? Simply, an aircraft injects silver iodide or other substances into the atmosphere. Two, the chemicals mimic the particles that serve as surfaces for condensation that creates water droplets. Three, once the condensation creates water droplets that are large enough, the rain will fall. This has been known since the 40s. And there is a science behind the cloud seeding, according to the, this is out of, again, norcast.tv/cloud seeding and weather manipulation. This is, we don't want to talk about the science. No, let's talk about the science. Cloud seeding aims to augment this natural process by introducing additional condensation nuclei into the clouds, typically in the form of silver dioxide or iodide or silver propane. The theory is that with more nuclei in the cloud, more droplets will form. So this is really, there is the presidential race, the war in the Middle East, the war in Ukraine, the hurricanes hitting the East Coast, another one on the way, weather warfare. Then there's, so that'd be geoengineering. Then you have what we've gone through for the last 4 years, pandemic. All at once. This is pretty incredible. There was in the Vietnam War, Operation Popeye. And it would rain, the monsoons season would last a half a year. This was part of America's weather warfare in Vietnam. So, all of a sudden now, for years and years, there has been talk of the ability of the government, this government, and governments in Russia, China, England, other governments, having the ability to create a hurricane. I mean, actually give birth to the thing. And then cause it to grow, not in a gestation period of a week or 12 days, but in the matter of a day, and bring it to life like Frankenstein's monster. It's an embryo. At the beginning of the day, it is a full adult 24 hours later. That's what they can do. That's what they do. This is not going to go away. The American people are going to be awakened to the truth of weather warfare. The present truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Did you know we have a new host, Mad Vax, on our radio show every Saturday from 1 to 2? The Mad Vax and the Rev show. Don't miss it. This is quality radio at its best.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps. And our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories. Stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 1, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com for the Present Truth Program. Podcasts, 1360KHNC.com for both hours. 6 to 7 evenings, Monday through Friday, the first hour airs again on AM radio, 1360 Johnstown, Colorado. There was an article, ABC News, this was July 10, 2009, when you were just a young child. July 13th, 2009, Bill Gates, one of the most powerful men on the planet, appears to be taking on one of Mother Nature's most fearsome forces, the hurricane. An application filed with the United States Patent and Trademark Office January 3rd, 2008 lists Gates and 12 others as the inventors of a number of methods to control and prevent hurricanes. And it's not to prevent, it's to control. Billions of dollars of destruction and damage is regularly attributed to hurricanes and hurricane-like tropical storms, the document says. Thus, great interest has arisen in controlling these powerful storms. The document goes on to describe a process of using fleets of vessels to mix warm water from the surface of the ocean with cold water from greater depths in an effort to cool the surface of the water. Hurricanes draw their strength from condensation driven by heat. The condensation leads to higher wind speeds. By cooling the surface of the ocean, and the plan attempts to sap energy from growing hurricanes. The filings were submitted by CERIT LLC, a sub-entity of Intellectual Ventures, a Bellevue, Washington-based invention acquisition and development firm founded by former Microsoft Chief Technology Officer Nathan Mithvold. The Black and the White. This is ABC News. You can believe ABC News. They always tell the truth. They're telling the truth about Bill Gates, the hurricane tamer. And bored with PCs, this was out of Popular Science. July 10th, 2009. Billionaire Gates has patented the idea to halt hurricanes by decreasing the surface temperatures of the ocean. The patent calls for a large fleet of specially equipped ships which would mix warm water from the ocean surface with colder water from below, according to five new patents that include Microsoft's chairman as co-inventor. That could reduce and or eliminate the heat-driven condensation which hurricanes feed upon. Now, I had a thought about, and where would be the center of operations for hurricane to halt hurricanes, to stop them, or to create them, to give them life, to make them like Frankenstein's monster. They're an embryo at 6 a.m. in the morning. 24 hours later, they're a Class 3 hurricane, Category 3. Where would they be able Where would be the center of these operations? On a ship out in the ocean? Maybe military bases? Or could it be Boulder, Colorado? NOAA, National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, it used to be NOAH, headquarters, or NCAR, National Center for Atmospheric Research. Where's the brainchild? Where's the center? It would be Boulder, Colorado. NCAR, NOAA, NCAR, they're kind of to the southwest corner of Boulder, high on the plateau, beautiful area, right there, the background, the Flatirons, tied into the Space Center in Colorado Springs, and tied into satellites, their own satellites, and from this high mountain in the center of the United States, the great occult center of America, they can blend man and fallen angels working together to control the weather. It's not no longer hidden. There's been discussion of this for decades, 3 decades, 4 decades. There was a storm in Colorado, 1976, I think it was July, the big Thompson flood, Loveland, Colorado. Later on, the research showed that they'd been cloud seeding to the west of the slopes, north in the North Park area, sort of around Estes Park to the west, and then to the south. And there were reports that something happened, and the weather pattern shifted, and these three seeding areas and all the humidity collided, and due to that, you had this massive flood. And I remember being on a hill in East Longmont. I had a lawn care business, landscaping, and Fox Hill, and I could see, and I'd always watched the weather, just looking at the clouds. And I'm looking toward Loveland from Longmont, and these skies were, it was 2 in the afternoon. I mean, the clouds weren't gray or dark gray. They were black. And they kept getting darker. And then 9 o'clock that night, I find out there'd been a flood. And these people had died. I mean, many, many people died in the canyon, flooding out onto the plains. And they denied it, but you can't hide the truth. The truth comes out. They'd been seeding. Was it accidental or was it intentional? Either way, state of Colorado made multi-millions and millions and millions of dollars from the new project in the Thompson Valley. A lot of money went into Larimer County that year. A lot of money went into Boulder County, what was it, 2011, when they had the floods in the St. Vrain River. Everybody gets their turn, I guess. You can't hide. And Christ said, nothing's going to be hidden. It's taken decades for the deniers, those who don't believe the science, that don't believe the true science that we can manipulate weather. This is all coming into focus because of these two hurricanes back to back coming into focus. God wants the people of this country to realize this is what the government can do. DARPA, these Defense Department agencies, NOAA, NCAR in Boulder, Colorado, their defense. It's a defense department. It's not just an agency of the United States government. You can research it. Don't go to Google, because Google's part of it, part of the apparatus of misinformation. So with these two hurricanes, this now has the attention of the people of this country, and at the same time, with all the news coming out on where the hundreds of millions of dollars are going, not to the victims, not to those in the area that has been devastated, but to Lebanon, to those who are migrants, immigrants illegally coming into the country, the aid. Well, you have Hamas right there in these counties in North Carolina, FEMA, doing exactly what Hamas does with the aid going into Gaza. The trucks go through the gates. Hamas terrorists jump on the trucks, tell the driver where to drive. They loot. It's looting. It's a looting operation in the Gaza. It's coming to an end. Israel's about had it with these people. And here you have the same looting operation taking place in the areas of need. Everything is coming out into the open. Everything is being known. You can't hide it. And here you have the president. He has a clear thought. And he's saying that these people that believe this is terrible. He says, Marjorie Taylor Greene is saying that the federal government is literally controlling the weather. It's beyond ridiculous. It's got to stop. No, it can't stop. It shouldn't stop. Taylor Greene and others are telling the truth. We have the ability, and even the black and the white. ABC News, I read it to you. Bill Gates has the patents. You don't own a patent to just let it sit idle. No. When you have a patent, you have the technology the way, whatever the patent says. If you have a patent to build a rubber tire, it means you have everything needed to build that tire. If you take a patent to collapse the power of a hurricane, you have that ability. You have that technology. Is Gates going to use it for good? No. Will he use it to help mankind? No. Of course he won't. Then there was this radar tracking. There's this site, Monkey Works. I've watched it for years. And it updates the activity of aircraft. I'm going to have to finish this when I get back. But they watch this hurricane go from just a small cell to becoming a hurricane. Bam! Like Frankenstein, you put electricity to it and it comes alive. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Choosing high-quality childcare is an important decision. Here are a few things to look for. Positive relationships between teachers and children, time for children to play, clear health and safety policies, and good ways to keep you informed of your child's day. Finally, make sure you visit where your child will spend their day and meet all of the staff. For checklists to help make your decision, visit healthychildren.org. Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit renewremedy.com.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
Well, you know, these programs are kind of like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Quote Forrest Gump. And we don't know what kind of weather patterns we're going to be hit with from the spring. We don't know in the spring in the Midwest. Tornadoes. A mile wide. Half a mile wide. Quarter of a mile wide. Two hitting at one time. You never know what you're going to get. Then you have massive cold in Texas. Massive amounts of snow knocking out the power grids. People getting stuck with high energy bills. And these people in North Carolina and the area that's been devastated by this geo-weapon, by this weather weapon, Weather Warfare 2025. They're a year early, actually. Look up Weather Warfare 2025. And now, here in the last 2 weeks, Lyndon Johnson in 1972, his famous quote, "He who controls the weather controls the world." Lyndon Baines Evil Johnson. He who controls the weather controls the world. And they're going to give these individuals $750, but they got to wait a month. They can't get their money because they have to apply. They can't get their money without applying for it, and they can't apply because they have no computers. They don't have cell phones, no service. All the transformers have been sent to Ukraine. There are no transformers. All of the what is necessary for the utilities to bring power back into that area. They may be, they're saying weeks. I think it could be months. These people, their lives are never going to be the same. And we know that. That's happened before. Katrina. And there's another storm being created out in the Atlantic. Now, this one was created in the Gulf. This one went west and went east. Normally, they come from off the coast of Africa and move west. And they decide where are the red states? Let's hit the red states. Let's make sure they can't vote. Let's make sure that they are punished. We're vindictive. We, meaning the rulers of this nation, those who rule with a, they don't even put a velvet glove on an iron fist. They just use the iron fist in the open. But the American people now are beginning to wake up. They're going to need help. We as a country are going to need help. That help is not coming from the government. That help is coming from out in the universe called the Lord Jesus, the Savior of mankind, the Messiah, the one who redeems from eternal fire. That's where the help is coming from. The American people, we are now a nation that is in need of the help of Almighty God. And what's interesting is because I try to find articles out of India, China, Russia, South America, not just the U.S. I don't like anything out of Canada because it's biased also. Some out of Europe, not much. But the nations of the world, all eyes are on the U.S. All eyes are on America, the land of the plumed serpent. All eyes are on the weather warfare, and especially the leaders of the nations, by watching what happens with the American military controlling the weather. They get an idea, clear idea of what the industrial complex is capable of. They're capable of quite a bit. And they're watching, and they're, you might say, they're very nervous. And the reason they're nervous is because of this election. They're nervous because of the power and the technology that we have and the ability that we have using satellite, using aircraft, using laser, using Doppler, NEXRAD radar, HARP. And it's not just necessarily stationed any longer in gas, whatever it was, Alaska. Now it's mobile. These ways in which we can heat the ionosphere are now out in the open on ship. We are mobile. We don't need just one big base in Alaska to do this anymore. So these nations are a little nervous about what's happening with the weather, but they're extremely nervous because they know that this race in this country, I guess they would use the word rigged. They're hoping that it wasn't rigged. They're hoping that it was a fair election. That is their hope. But they are able to read the signs. There is hidden a powerful force that is directing what's happening, trying to direct Donald Trump, having a more difficult time directing Trump than they are Harris. Harris is imploding. She's continuing to implode. And these people, they realized from the beginning that put her there and allowed her to be in that position, they realized she's a cluck, like just a chicken pecking around in the dirt. They realize that she's not competent, but her husband is very powerful. Her husband is part of a secret society. She's being used by a secret society to carry out their objectives. Cluck. They realize she's not capable, and they have an alternate plan. Plan B. Plan B-O. Barack Obama.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Hi, folks. Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe Show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Ready to take control of your health? This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. In just 90 days, transform your well-being with our curated health products designed to nourish your body from the inside out. Track your progress with our easy health tracker. Stay motivated with monthly coaching calls. Don't just dream of better health. Achieve it. Visit 1360khnc.com. Click on the Natural Health button. Start your health journey today.
Everybody is now in this country, we're beginning to see that we do have this power to control the weather. We don't, we can't deny it anymore. And people were, many people in the country were, watch what happened in Texas when this great winter storm hit. Going back to the 91, the floods in the Midwest, they could see using some imagery at that time that the weather patterns, the moisture backed up over Iowa, North Dakota, South Dakota, that belt, and the Red River Valley flooded North Dakota. The Bismarck, I think, was underwater. What was the South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota? Not so much Minnesota, but down into Iowa, Illinois. That was weather warfare. They were, back then, they were still experimenting to a degree, trying to fine-tune. They've gotten to the point where they have been able to, they are now able to create a tornado in a county, and they can move it like a broom. In Ezekiel chapter 38, 22, when Russia and all of these armies that come with Russia into Israel, into Jordan, to fight next year, God has hidden how it's going to be fought, who's going to be involved in that battle. Russia and these armies are coming, but it's been hidden that it would be America using this technology to destroy those armies. Ezekiel 38, 22. I will judge these men, all the men of Russia, and all these armies. I'm going to judge them with disease and with death. So there's going to be a way in which there's going to be sickness amongst these soldiers. Yesterday, they reported that in these floods, there will be this flesh-eating bacteria. Oh, how convenient. Just accidental? How do they know there's going to be flesh-eating bacteria in the floodwaters? Well, also in Ezekiel 38, 22, it's saying that with these armies, there's going to be disease. And it says that God says, I'm going to send storms of rain. This is what we saw, but it's going to be inland storms. The present day Jordan to the east of the Jordan River doesn't sit next to a great body of water like the Atlantic. So it's going to be an inland storm of rain, of hail. And that's an area where it's extremely warm. Hail in a warm area. This is man-made. Hail, fire, hotter than the sun, laser from above, aircraft. Whose aircraft? American aircraft. And sulfur. Phosphorus. There's going to be natural weapons and nature's weapons. I'm going to pour all this down from the sky on Gog, or the armies of Russia, and all of his companies. With bloodshed, pestilence, I will enter into judgment on Russia and all of these nations. and rain upon him, again, hordes and his hordes. Torrential rains, hailstones, fire, and sulfur. Two verses. Well, verse 22, I'm sorry. This will be, and the person that will be president of the United States at that time will be Barack Obama. And this will be a war where the nations that are watching Russia come with these armies of from Turkey, from Iran, from the south, Libya, Ethiopia, nations, armies from north of Turkey. And Israel, there would be no way Israel will be able to alone fight this battle. Israel can pretty much handle herself in this regional war and the war with the Gaza and in the West Bank. Israel will be victorious there in the regional war, but not against Russia, Iran, and all these other armies. This is going to take Barack Obama and American weapons in the atmosphere. Rains, hail. I think softball-sized hail will do the trick. And phosphorus. And we have plenty of that. Again, this is Thursday, October 10th, 2024. I presented this on Sunday on the Olive Tree program. I wanted to document it. And I'm still documenting it so you'll know who will be president and how the war will be, how the Russian armies will be destroyed.
Are you a homeschool parent or student seeking an honest education free from the monopolistic constraints of a government-run education system? Standards Plus History Academy, www.sphistory.com, is designed for homeschool families or even young adults seeking a deeper education, offering self-guided world history, U.S. history, U.S. government, JFK assassination curricula, and instructor-led online classes. That's www.sphistory.com or 931-494-0070.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house.
Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit hfotusa.org.
Feeling stressed? Struggling to unwind after a long day? Discover MyKind CBD, your natural path to relaxation and relief.
Hi, I'm Craig James, host of the top-rated show Just Informed Talk Radio. After years of exploring wellness solutions, I found my peace with MyKind CBD. Crafted with pure organic hemp, it's my go-to for soothing my mind, body, and soul. Whether it's easing post-workout soreness or finding calm after a hectic day, MyKind CBD delivers the tranquility I need. It's more than just a product. It's part of my wellness routine. I trust MyKind CBD because it's natural, effective, and designed with care. And I want the best for my body, and so should you.
Join Craig James and countless others who have discovered the benefits of MyKind CBD. Visit 1360khnc.com and click the shop button today and start your journey to a more relaxed, balanced life. MyKind CBD, nature's best, just for you.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone. Riders
Yes, you want to know? Inquiring minds want to know. So yes, America will be involved in the Great Russian War next year, the summer. And we will use these weather warfare weapons, weapons in the atmosphere that have been used already. They've been tested and tried in Hawaii, in that island there that they torched all of the forests, burned the cities. Not accident, intentional. There's a forest fire up in Wyoming right now. This is why here along the Front Range it's been so hazy. And you wash the car, and the next morning, it's full of dust. Well, they're burning down the mountains, or they're burning an area in the, I think it's the Bighorns in Wyoming. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful area. Rich in rare earth metals. And it just so happens that's where the fire is taking place. In North Carolina, they're around this one area. They have two valuable minerals. One is quartz. They make silicone chips, the best in the world. And now that area, owned by BlackRock, is now devastated. There are no people, nothing there. No eyes on the, no boots on the ground, no eyes in the air. Then they also have lithium. America's going to war next year, and we need rare earth. We need more quartz for silicone chips because of why? AI. We are going to, there's an AI boom right now. You want to invest? Invest in these technologies, AI technologies. That's where the money is. Years ago, I told a friend, I shouldn't tell you this, but I will. I told this friend, I said, well, if you want to invest, hunt down these little manufacturers that are manufacturing small arms for the military. And being a military man, he started looking around and he found a place hidden, and I won't tell you what state, and sure enough, making small carbine, what do you call them, bullets, I forget the calibers, for the military, and real quiet, but they're pumping out the bullets like crazy. You want to invest in the Defense Department, you'll make a lot of money. I can't. The Lord won't let me do that. I don't want to fund a bullet that might end up in my arm. I'm not going to die by a bullet. But I could probably be wounded. The Present Truth. No, I can't be wounded either. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. I'll be back for hour two in a few minutes.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer?